With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
902 on ESPN 97.5, still ahead. Tyler Stamm, the general manager of the Space Cowboys, is going to join us. We are your station for Space Cowboy Baseball right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And then, Aaron.
Legitimately, we are going to be
no,
your home for it.
No, 90, well, just 92.5. Not 97.5 and 92.5. Just 92.5. Because out west and Sugarland and all of that stuff, you guys can hear it. 92.5, just great. So you got your Space Cowboys games right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And then Aaron Torres from Fox Sports. Oh, we're going to talk some college basketball with him. Talk about our Cougs being number two in the country. I don't know that the AP is going to have the Cougs number two. For those of you who missed it yesterday, the Cougs came out as the number two overall team. Arkansas was one, Cougs two, North Carolina, Kansas, all the usuals were up there. But the Cougs with Walker, this kid coming in, Jairus Walker, holy cow, he is really, really, really good.
I watched him in McDonald's All-American game, and he was, I mean, you're supersizing what Houston already has. I get why people are talking about University of Houston as a top four team next year to start the year. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And
you know what else? Every year somebody transfers in. So
Sasser back. They're getting.
Yeah, but people are going to want to transfer to Houston too. Every year, it's getting to the point now with the roster, like, we don't have room for you.
No.
We got real dudes now.
No. Room for you. Calvin Sampson does a deep dive. I mean, he brought in the little guard, left-handed guard, that was really good at the end here. He just brought him in and read the story about him with the knee injuries, so five knee injuries, yeah.
Oh, more?
Yeah.
Taze.
Yeah, more. And anyway, he said, boy, you know, they got hundreds of kids to choose from, and they picked him. They said, this is the guy. This is it's not like, oh, we just take, you're in the transfer portal, we're going to take you.
No, but how much room do they legitimately have for guys who will play? Like, Houston's bringing back dudes who are going to play.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you're going to find a lot of playing time if you transfer in.
No. And Moore thought he was only going to get about 10 minutes a game. Well, with all the injuries, he turned into a starter.
Did you see he won the dunk contest?
Yeah.
Did you see his dunk?
No, I missed it.
He did the Vince. Carter arm hanging from the elbow. It was an incredible dunk. It was awesome.
He is unbelievable. With a leg. Oh,
they say 100, not hyperbole. 100 screws in his leg.
Okay, should he get a cart? I mean, he's dunking and he's got his elbow all the way up on the rim.
Should he get a cart?
No, he doesn't get a cart. Okay.
Casey Martin couldn't jump like that.
Guess what? Casey Martin can't jump. He can't play.
We are like 20 years later debating whether or not Casey Martin, a guy who had his leg amputated, should have been allowed to have a cart because it was such a quote-unquote advantage for him.
Oh, well, I guess more had an advantage too, right? Okay.
Yeah. No. I guess the $6 million man didn't have an advantage.
Oh, yeah. Steve Austin was.
Yeah, he was all got beat all to hell, and all of a sudden he was bionic.
Steve Austin.
They rebuilt him bigger, stronger, faster. I'm actually shocked that $6 million Man has not been remade.
Redone, yeah.
How have they not redone $6 million Man? Because
it'd have to be the $6 billion Man now.
Yeah, with the cost. So?
Yeah. I mean, they with inflation.
I mean, $6 million is a lot to spend on one person. I mean, it is expensive. Insurance is expensive.
We did have this question. What's a bigger comeback, Alex Smith, Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan, or Lance coming back from his two injuries?
No, I'm not number one. I'd be like three.
Three?
I'd be ahead of...
Ahead of Tiger.
Probably be ahead of Ben Hogan or Tiger, yeah. I played seven rounds of disc golf now.
No.
Over the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Yeah, I'm back. It's official. I'm back. It was last September. I still got the on my U-Disc disc golf app where you can keep. You've got scorecards for all these courses.
You sure? I want to know. You sure?
I looked on it and it says live. It acts like I'm still playing that, you know, Brazos Bend course or whatever it's called. I'm like, oh, that's where I got hurt. Where I stopped keeping scores. Like, we're still waiting for you. What's on your next hole? Like, I'm not playing that course anymore.
They elite. Think you've been playing that for like 3 months now?
Well, the scorecard's still live. It's
that's
like,
alive,
what's
yeah.
hole number three? I'm like, I don't know. That's where I almost broke my ankle.
I went
ankle.
To the hospital. How would I know?
That's where I did serious damage to my leg.
So yesterday, how about this? I mean, dude, Jalen Green, 12 of 23, 4 for 10 from 3, 6 rebounds. And 2 assists, 2 turnovers. Another 30-point game. Another 30-point game. KPJ, 36. His second highest scoring game ever. This is 5 straight or 6 straight. 6 straight, I believe, 30-point games for Jalen Green. Are you kidding me? I mean, we got something special here, bro. I'm not even joking.
Really special.
It's 5 straight. 5 straight 30-point games. And before that, it was 25. Dude is just – and this is against, no, Kyrie, who can lock you down. His first step is so fast. I mean, these guys are finding out. You can't come out on him on the 3-point line because he's going to run right by you.
Jalen Green and Allen Iverson are the only rookies over the past 40 years with 5 straight 30-point games. Yeah, we got something special.
We got something special here.
We got something special. And it started slow, but what Jalen Green has done now, and it's not just volume shots, Jalen Green has become a substantially more efficient basketball player. Once again yesterday in his matchup against, as you mentioned, his matchup against Golden State, and you still see, I mean, against the Nets, KPJ still does some special stuff from time to time. Still
yeah,
very,
does.
Very talented. No one ever said he wasn't. Jalen Green was 12 of 23. He was 12 of 23 and 4 of 10 from 3. I mean, that is a great shooting performance. A great shooting performance. 2 turnovers, 2 assists. You want that to, you know,
yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers. But what we're talking about is a player right now who is shooting the ball really well. He is shooting the ball from distance. He's finishing in the paint. Jalen Green has turned into one of the most explosive scorers in the league right now. If you want to talk about who are your most explosive scorers in basketball, if you extended it to maybe the top 15, I don't think it's unreasonable to say Jalen Green is in the top 15 right now. Now, obviously, it's a smaller sample yeah. size. So, but, you know, Devin Booker, you're going to go with standard scores, Giannis, Devin, the very best players score the most points, LeBron, Ja Morant. You can keep going there. But I don't think it's crazy that you could say explosive scorer right now through small sample size. If you have a fluid rating system that changes during the year, this Jalen Green is in it right now. Jalen Green is getting his points without having to go to the free throw line a billion times. James Harden scores like that because he goes to the free throw line a billion times. Jalen Green right now is just wildly efficient.
42% now from field goal percentage, which is way up from where he was. 3-point percentage, 34.5.
In his last 10.
Dude was in the low 20s early in the season.
John, in his last 10 games, he's shooting 42% from 3. That's in the last 10. That's a pretty good sample size.
That is.
42% from 3, averaging 23.7 points a game.
If there's something that he needs to do, it is probably get more assists and that'll jack up. He's got to be able to share the ball better a little bit. But he's 2.6 to 2.0 as far as turnovers goes. He was obviously a lot worse. He's got to get to the line more. He's not getting to the line nearly as much. And he's scoring 30 points with average. You know how many free throws free throws he averages a game?
4.5 maybe?
3-4.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Now, I'll also say you don't want him taking too many free throws. Because that could also mean, like Allen Iverson,
he's on the floor a lot.
He's getting on the, you know, he's on the ground now. AI played in a time where people were much more physical for guards getting into the paint, and AI wasn't just flopping; he was getting banged around.
Yeah.
But Jalen Green goes flying around. Like, I don't know that I want Jalen taking a lot of shots, but he does need to. Let's face it; he needs to get up around the 6.
Yeah.
He needs to get up to the 6 mark.
Yep. Let's get. We're gonna have. Tyler Stamm on the other side right here to talk about Space Cowboys baseball. But we've got Gabe wants to talk about the Masters. And who doesn't want to talk about the Masters? What's up, Gabe?
Morning, boys. Johnny G, I figured if Lance was going to start talking about disc golf, that's a segue into the real golf of the week, man.
Well, it's real.
Thank you.
It's real. We have
thank you, Gabe. Thank you for saving me from that. What do you want to talk about?
Guys, I mean, aside from Tiger coming back and Hideki Matsuyama's awesome-looking menu for his, winner's dinner.
Food.
What about John Rahm throwing a little shade at Tiger?
What did John Rahm say?
You didn't see him in that press interview? He's a little sour that JT was able to ask Tiger for a little advice, but when John Rahm asked him for advice, he got cricket. Throw him a little shade.
Ooh. Well, JT and Tiger are tight, real tight. Justin Thomas. Yeah. They play and they played in that deal with Charlie, and Charlie gives JT the business. They play a lot together on the side.
Charlie isn't Charlie.
And listen, you know what? I'll tell you why, John Rahm, is because Tiger ain't giving you no advice so you can get better. Why does Tiger want you to get better? Maybe, you know, Justin, he's going to help out because they're boys. But he ain't helping you out.
Oh, come on.
Tiger's still... No, listen, Roger Clemens wouldn't even talk to his own batters because he was afraid that he'd get traded and they would know some of his secrets. You think Tiger Woods is helping all those guys out there on the tour?
But Tiger's not a golf... They all have great golf coaches. What would Tiger say that's going to...
Well, what? Then don't ask me. Don't ask none. Won't be done.
That's kind of a jerk move.
No, it ain't.
So is it that hate for U.S. and the European guys? What's going on?
That might be some of it.
Yeah, he's on the European Ryder Cup team.
Tiger Woods is not. Tiger's at the end of his career. This is not. He's not really a threat to him.
He's a threat to the U.S. Okay, in the Ryder Cup.
He's a threat to the
he's
U.S.
A he's a threat to the United States of America.
Well, the U.S. is always a threat to themselves, it seems like, few Ryder Cups. Okay. Not the last Ryder Cup.
Do you know what his relationship is with Putin? No, I don't know either. You don't know. So
That Ryder team hate. It's that Ryder team hate, boys.
I guess so.
Thank you, Gabe.
Man, I'm leaving. I got food. I can already smell the food.
913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tyler Stamm, Space Cowboys Baseball. You know who's going to love this? Niall's going to love this segment. This is going to be Niall's favorite segment ever on the show. You know what's my favorite meal right now? Crawfish. Crawfish lovers, listen up. April 8th and 9th, Bon Ton Roulé Cajun Throwdown. It's the Bon Ton Roulé Cajun Throwdown, and it's ready to party, baby. It's all happening. Good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock, which is, by the way, this weekend. Well, it's Friday and Saturday. What? I mean, I've been talking about this for so long. I'm like, oh, it's actually coming. It's actually here. It's this Friday and Saturday, and it's at the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. And the entertainment lineup, Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. Zydeco Dancing, Crawfish Eating Contest, and exciting Kids Zone. Get your tickets now, btrcajunthrowdown.com. Tell them that you're right here. There's other radio stations that are trying to horn in on this. I've been doing this from the get-go, and I don't want to hear any of their garbage. This is where you heard about it. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions. You want to go have a good time this Friday and Saturday? I'm telling you, it's a great time. It is the Bon Ton Roulé Cajun Throwdown, BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, I know someone is going to be very disappointed. Niall. He is our minor league baseball enthusiast. There's nobody more enthusiastic about minor league baseball.
Well, we're waiting to hear from... We don't know...
Yeah, we can't get a hold of Tyler Stamm, so we're going to keep on trying. We'll effort that. We are efforting.
I really want to talk to him too.
That's a media word.
This is fun to have a minor league system that has some I mean, Corey Lee and Hunter Brown are right there a drive away.
And Pedro Leon.
You can go watch these guys in Sugarland.
And Brinson.
At a really cool,
dude,
cool, at
Brinson,
a really cool.
And there's a lot of good players there.
Or you can listen to them right here on 92.5.
That's correct. You can do that as well.
We are the home. Also, man, we're eating right now. Our guys from Great Plate, Paul Miller did it again. He's opening a new, I did not know this, he's opening a new Italian restaurant called Passarella. And Passarella is going to be Town Lake in Cypress on the boardwalk. It's going to be opening
Lewis
soon.
Brinson, not Will. Go ahead.
It's going to be opening soon, but right now we're eating three cheese polenta. Mm. We've got the
chicken palm.
We've got the meatballs. We've got a charcuterie board, the polpetta de manzo italiano, and then the involtini, which is the rolled, their version of the chicken parm, which is the involtini style, which is a rolled chicken. So really, oh, man, are we eating right now.
Yeah.
See, this is where we need a guest to come on. Can do me a favor. Can you book, line up Tom Penders real quick? See if, call him right now and see if we can get Tom Penders on right now, because we could ask him one question.
And then he would.
And then it would last for 10 minutes. And
is Tyler here? Tyler Stamm is with us right now on ESPN 97.5. We don't have to. We've got Tyler Stamm, the general manager of your Space Cowboys, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you can hear him every game on 92.5. Tyler, welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning, fellas. Doing well. Getting ready for opening day and putting the final touches on the ballpark and getting ready to go.
We're hyped. We're excited because John and I have broadcast our morning show from the press box there in the morning when we were doing stuff and had affiliation with the Skeeters. And so we know how great the park is. Well, is there anything new just for people interested in Constellation Field? Is there, I would assume, is that still the name of the park, number one? And number two, give people an idea of what they're going to expect when they go out to the park.
Yeah, so we're still Constellation Field, but the only thing that people will experience is new when they come out this year. We've got a totally revamped club level. We redid our playground, really bought in with the Space Cowboys theme out there. So half of the playground is a Western theme for the kiddos. Half of it is space themed. We put a big rocket ship in center field to really buy in there. Redid our team store, added put it in a dead space here in the ballpark. We added something called our Moonshot Alley, which is if you've been to Dick's Sporting Goods or Academy and you've seen, they have a hit tracks for golf. It's pretty standard for golf. We've got one for baseball. So it's basically Top Golf for baseball. Kids will be able to step up during games for free, take some hacks. The system actually tracks how far you hit it at Minute Maid Park. So we're excited about all the additions. Added some concourse suites. Added some new seating. So, I mean, the Astros in the city of Sugarland did a great job, made a commitment a year and a half ago when they came in to revamp the place and make it more impactful, and they did just that.
That's awesome.
Excited for fans to see it.
Yeah, Tyler Stamm with us here, general manager of your Space Cowboys. How did Space Cowboys, we were hoping it was going to be the Astronauts, because that would have been perfect, because they're not Astros yet, but they will be the Astronauts. But you came up with what was the problem? Were you in the process of Space Cowboys?
So you know what's hilarious is my suggestion was Astronauts. That's funny because I thought, hey, we could say, let's go Knots, right? I mean, it ties into the Astros. I'm with you. I'm on the same wavelength. But no, it was actually the Astros marketing team. They kind of were the brain trust there on getting this rolling. They presented it to our front office here last summer. So it was really hard keeping that secret. Obviously, it leaked, unfortunately, a few days before we launched it. But, I mean, it was the Astros kind of thoughts, and the design looks great. We're excited. I mean, there's only so much you can do with a mosquito. I know people are tied to the Skeeters brand, and I totally understand. I've been with the team for 10 years, so there's a place in my heart for the Skeeters as well. But now we get to have some fun, right? I mean, who doesn't love John Wayne, right? Western themes, anything like Han Solo, that's the ultimate space cowboy, right? So we're just going to be able to have a lot more fun with it. It's going to be a better experience for our fans.
Yeah. We got Tyler Stamm with us here, general manager. And we got some star power, too, on this team. I mean, we already know about Corey Lee and Pedro Leon and Hunter Brown and Peter Solomon's been up and down. Brandon Bielak is there. I mean, we're going out. We ain't seeing nothing against any of the other baseball, but we're seeing some really talented guys. And oh, by the way, when Lance McCullers comes back, he's going to have to do a stint in Sugarland before he goes out there. Any of the guys, Jake Myers is going to have to probably go down and play in Sugar Land before he can get to the big club. So this is a great place for a bunch of guys to go. You go see a bunch of guys that you know playing baseball.
It's wild, man. Going from the Atlantic League into AAA baseball now, especially in the hometown market, I mean, we've got literally a ton of future Astros that are just going to be playing here every day. To your point, too, I mean, we had Lance McCullers out here last year, Alex Bregman, Grinke, Fromber. I mean, we had the whole gamut of Astros stars. So same deal here. Unfortunately, it looks like you said, we're going to have McCullers again. Unfortunately, we're going to have Jake Myers for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be good baseball every single night. I'm going to be shocked, honestly, if we aren't at the top of our division. I know we lost last night on opening day, but we scratched and clawed as best we could on a short rest there from our plane delays. But we're going to be a super, super good team this year. So fans can come and see some great baseball every single night.
Tyler Stamm is our guest. He's general manager of the Space Cowboys, the Astros AAA affiliate there in Sugar Land. Tyler, what is your what's going to be your – how do you work in terms of with the Astros from a developmental standpoint? Obviously, you want to win baseball games, but you also are trying to develop players for the next level. Are you in contact with them on a consistent basis? Do they have direction for you in terms of how they would like for you to utilize some of the players? Tell me about the philosophy of how you're going to run the roster relative to the Astros being the end result for some of these players.
Sure. So it is totally owned and operated by the Astros and the baseball operations standpoint, but it is collaborative. That's what I've loved so far about this transition under Astros ownership is it's not a my way or the highway kind of approach. They'll ask, hey, we're planning on doing this. How do you think that works in Sugar Land? Do you think if we add this, that helps our players? Because again, to your point, I mean, this facility is so important now to the success of the Astros in the future. So they're, you know, on us kind of every day, keeping an eye out, making sure that we're doing the right things. But ultimately our job here in Sugar Land is just to take care of the guys, make sure, they're getting the food they need, make sure they've got a clean facility, all that good stuff. But again, I mean, we're working with the Astros every day to make sure that we're providing the players that developmental feel that they need to get up to the big leagues.
Well, we can't wait, and it's great to have a partnership with you guys on 92.5. Everybody can listen along if you can't get out there to the park. But, you know, now I think, you know, people were still a little scared last year with COVID and everything else. Tyler, this should be a huge success this year. You got any numbers that you're looking to? How many – what do you think we can average this year?
Man, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to. We've obviously got ambitious goals, but I mean, even last year, our in-park numbers from 2019, and to your point, in 2021, we still did have a ton of COVID fears, and I think there's still a handful of people that are. But you know, this is a safe space. I think people are starting to figure that out in society. But our in-park numbers were up about 25%, even with everything, I guess, going against us last year. So the growth is definitely there. It's we're still doing everything that we can to let people know we're here. There's lots of people. This is kind of to your point about the partnership that we have. We wanted to be on the radio because we want more people to know about the Space Cowboys and what fun we have out here in Sugar Land. So we're still working hard on that. That's our biggest goal, is to get more people in the building. But it's going to keep growing. We're excited.
Yeah, it was good. The Skeeters were good, but this is a next level with these AAA players that are just this. You got a lot of star power. You got a great baseball in a wonderful. If you haven't been out to Constellation Field yet, it is a great park. It really, really is. Not a bad seat in the house, and just comfortable and wonderful. So you guys keep it up. We really appreciate it. It's great to be partners with you guys, and we're looking forward to a great year, Tyler.
Awesome. Us too. Thanks so much, and happy to jump on anytime.
All right, man. There's Tyler Stamm right here, general manager of your Space Cowboys, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, Aaron Torres from Fox Sports College Basketball on the other side, but patios first.
Let's talk about Texas Custom Patios. I'm having some great food right now, and one of the things I like to do is take my plate of food when I'm at home and take it out, and I might be making it in the kitchen. My wife might make it. We may get something takeout. I like going out on the patio, turning a television on, and watching a show. I might watch a streaming show on you know, Netflix or Hulu or whatever. I might watch a game if a game is on. But I like having that time to just go out there and unwind in my own space sometimes. And then other times, I'm out there with friends and family members. And then other times, my kids are out there. with their friends, and they're having pizza, and they're watching games or shows or whatever the case may be. When you have an outdoor living space and an outdoor kitchen and or an outdoor kitchen built by Texas Custom Patios, you have now upgraded your life. You have now leveled up in your life because you now have a space that's so much more fun. And I know for a lot of people, and I'm the same way, my initial reservations were, I just don't know if I want to spend the money to get that. And now that I've done it, I can tell you, looking at it in hindsight, I'm so glad that I did it because it's made such a difference in terms of my overall enjoyment, people who come over, the way that they enjoy it as well. And it's added a lot of value to the home as well. And it's not something I'm going to think about until I decide to sell my home or if I decide to sell my home. But believe me, when you see the outdoor oasis they're going to build for you, it is a big upgrade in terms of the value of your home. But it really upgrades the value of the life that you're living. Check them out for yourself at TexasCustomPatios.com or see what they did for me at TCPLance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Aaron Torres joining us right now, Fox Sports college basketball analyst here on ESPN 97.5. We appreciate him joining us on his vacation, because the college basketball season is over and he must be in the Bahamas somewhere. Welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You know, it's really funny you say that. I haven't seen my family in a while. I mean, I see my wife because, you know, we live together. That's what married people do. But, you know, my mom was just like, yeah, so you're going to come see me? And I was like, do you understand that transfer portal season is busier than the actual season itself? So we got portal season. We're not going to the Bahamas until probably sometime in June. But it was a fun tournament. You know, obviously, I know you guys do a lot of NFL. It's no different than NFL free agency, NFL draft. I mean, portal season in its own right is a new season. So it's a little bit more relaxed. But we're not quite to the Bahamas yet. We're not quite to the Bahamas.
So this is really a season, portal season.
I mean, come on, you guys. I mean, you guys must do a ton of college football,
right?
Was Quinn Ewers not a topic on your guys' show for days at a time? You know, so it, you know, listen. What I would say is, you know, I was not a fan of the one-time transfer rule when it was put in, but it creates interest, and it really is. You know, listen. I mean, honestly, I was a little tongue-in-cheek. I mean, listen, it's not a national topic. People aren't, you know, tuning into Fox Sports Radio to listen to me break down the guard from Davidson or anything like that. But, no, I mean, it's an important part of how rosters get built now. You know, it's amazing for me who's been doing this for a while, where it used to be, like, literally 3 years ago, if you lose a transfer, it's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with your program? Your coach must be terrible. And now it's just kind of like, you're going to lose three or four guys, two, three guys, whatever. You're going to hopefully find the right pieces. And I think it's really, you know, it's a little bit of an art of not only signing, it's like recruiting in any other way. It's not just about signing the best pieces, but guys that fit. And I think right down the road from you guys, Texas Tech, you know, Arkansas, these teams that had success in the tournament, a lot of these teams, it is because they identified the right pieces in the portal. So, yeah, I was a little tongue-in-cheek. It's not like, I'm not, the Wolf of Wall Street ringing a bell in a room or anything every time somebody commits, but it is an important part of covering the sport now. It really is.
With Aaron Torres, Fox Sports, college basketball here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, then you should just live in Baton Rouge, because it's going to be nowhere busier than LSU because they don't have any players, right? It's that that all their scholarship players have left the program?
And all of the recruiting classes for the next 2 years have decommitted.
Holy crap. Now, you can rebuild right away through the portal, but what's the story behind all that?
Well, the story is, I mean, listen, you know, one, obviously, anytime a coach leaves, I think this is the world that we live in sports, is that anytime a coach leaves,
You know, kids are always going to look at their options. What I would also say is, and I think most people listening probably know at least a little bit with Will Wade. You know, he was doing some stuff that violated NCAA rules there, and that was why he's gone. But you know, I would say I know some people around the program, and he built real relationships with those kids, and so you know they loved him, they loved playing for him. You know, my understanding is maybe the new coaching staff kind of underestimated the relationship that the players had with some of the previous coaching staff. And it's not to say you keep, you know, the staff in place. It's not to say what it is at all. But just I think the players were really loyal to the previous staff. And when a new group came in, you know, that new coaching staff has to build trust. And listen, you know, what I would say is we see it a lot in both college football and college basketball now. But a lot of times now kids are just entering the portal just to see what their options are. The only way for other schools to really – legally reach out to you is by entering the portal. And we do see a lot of times where kids end up coming back to the school that they were at. It's not, you know, it's not fun to transfer. You have friends, you have a girlfriend, you know, campus, you like playing for the fan base that you do. But I do think this is part of the new world that we live in, where it's like, if players have options, they're going to at least see what those options are. I would expect some of those kids to come back, but no, I mean, I do think it speaks to the fact that even though Will Wade kind of had kind of a bad reputation for some of the NCAA rules violation stuff, I also believe that he had real relationships with the kids on that roster, and it's come to fruition. It's shown over the last couple of weeks.
I want to ask you about, you know, I heard that I think three of the starters are going to be leaving. Doug Eddard, obviously, is the one that a lot of people know from St. Peter's. It kind of makes me sad that such a fun Elite Eight team, or are they just Sweet 16? I think they were just Sweet 16.
Elite Eight?
No, they did go to Elite Eight. Yeah, St. Peter's. It was a fun team, and I get that Shaheen Holloway is leaving, and if he had stuck around there, I'm not sure if anyone transfers out, but that a team that makes it that far, now you're going to have the best players really look at it as a chance to just level up from Double A to Triple A or Triple A to Major League Baseball. It's almost like a minor league system now, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And that's what's one of the reasons why I wasn't a fan of the one-time transfer portal, the one-time transfer rule. And now you bring NIL into the equation, and it's really hard to blame anybody, right? Because you're now talking about a situation where you go from playing in front of 3, 4, 5,000 fans, 2,000 fans, 1,500 fans, whatever, to, you know, you're playing in a 20,000-seat arena at Kentucky or whatever. But now there is real money to be made by going to Kentucky, Texas, you know, any of the big-time schools. You guys know what schools they would be. And so, you know, I'll give you another example is there was a kid from Morehead State. I mean, I know it's super random, but, you know, he dropped 30 and, like, 15 in their conference championship game. They end up losing. It was maybe the best performance. Literally one of the best performances I've seen all year. And, you know, you kind of know, like, oh, my goodness, this kid's not coming back. And so, you know, you feel bad for these young coaches and for these small school coaches because it really is hard to retain players. And, you know, obviously St. Peter's is an interesting example, but I think part of that, like you guys said, it's more because of the fact that Shaheen Holloway left, the coach that recruited him left. But at the same time, I mean, that's the sad part about this is if a coach actually does his job, if a coach does what he's supposed to do, finds a kid that nobody else wants, believes in him, develops him, and then all of a sudden the kid has success, the first thing he wants to do is leave. And this gets into the whole, like, team aspect and supporting your team and, you know, like all that stuff that, you know, is a little bit cliche. But I do feel bad for some of these small school coaches because, again, like I said, you spend years recruiting a kid. You believe in him when nobody else does. You develop him. You put him in a position to succeed. And now all of a sudden all the big-time high-major schools are coming around trying to nab him off your roster. That was one of the reasons I didn't like the one-time transfer rule. I still don't like it. But it obviously it is the world that we live in. And obviously, I think St. Peter's, to your guys' point, is a great example of basically what this new world of college basketball really is.
Absolutely. All right, before you go, our Cougs. Now, I know ESPN is a competitor of yours, but they had their way too early top 25, and they had the Cougs number two. They had Arkansas one and U of H number two. What do you think about our Cougs next year?
Yeah, I just went to, I think I had them 4-5 somewhere in there. I mean, listen, you know, at some point during the offseason, I'm going to sit down and do my definitive list of best coaches. But I don't know how Kelvin Sampson can't be in the short list of top two, top three. I mean, what he did this year, you know, with Marcus Sasser, Tremont Mark both going out. And to essentially not miss a beat and get to the tournament and beat one of the number one seeds, like, it was absolutely incredible. So, you know, I think you can make the case that he is one of the two or three best coaches, if not the best coach in college basketball. Certainly probably the most underrated. You know, and Houston's, I think, in a very advantageous spot where you're moving to the Big 12. He's a little bit older. He's got his family involved. The son is on staff. You know, you guys are going to keep that man until he retires, no matter, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else offers. So I'm really high on Houston going into next year as well. But I think it just speaks to how good Kelvin Sampson is. Again, another guy that's great at identifying players that fit what he wants to do, but then getting him to play really, really, really hard. I mean, it's just like, you just gotta love watching that team play, the way they defend, the way they compete, how hard they play every single game. I love watching them. I had them ranked pretty high myself. Maybe not quite as high as Jeff Borzello did, a buddy of mine over at ESPN. But I like them a lot going into next year. And hey, you guys, I don't know if you know where the Final Four is next year, but it's where Davis Mills throws touchdown passes. So that would be a hell of a story if Houston could get back to the Final Four.
Oh my God, would that be
hometown.
That would be nuts. That would be awesome. That is Aaron Torres right here on ESPN 97.5. No disrespect, but you had the Cougs 4 or 5. I don't know. That's a little disrespectful to our program here, Aaron. So,
you know what it was? I just didn't want to put too much pressure on them going in.
No, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Aaron Torres.
That's what I'm saying. Wait. I can be the bad guy now. You guys can point fingers at me and say I never believed in the Cougs when they inevitably end up in the Final Four next year.
That's Kelvin's speech before. Aaron Torres did not believe in us, okay? That's his speech before the Final Four game.
I love it.
Hey, Aaron, we appreciate it. Let's do a lot more of this as the season approaches.
All right. Thanks, guys. Anytime you need me, holler.
There
Thank
he
you.
Is, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, it really is just a recruit. Like, you're constantly recruiting.
Always. Always.
You want players to do well, but not too well in conference tournament games. Like, we don't want to lose this guy. God, I hope he misses. I hope he has an off game. You think there's going to be coaches hoping some of their players don't play well in certain games?
I doubt
that. So they don't lose them?
I highly doubt that.
It's a weird dynamic, though.
It is, but even if they have an off game, that doesn't help anybody. Anybody.
That's weird. Yeah. That's a really weird thing.
It's news of the weird.
I just did.
Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is kind of weird. I don't know. When the headline says that police have found 5 fetuses in the house of pro-life activist Lauren Hardy, what's the first thing you think of? Like, what?
I don't know what to think.
Do you have any fetuses in your house?
No, I don't. We don't keep anything like that around.
She says it's not 5. It's 115. She buried 110. I don't know if I want. You know what? I get it.
Get a commitment to a cause.
Yeah.
I think I think we've now overstepped. I feel like Dr. Rick needs to step in. Okay. No one wants you to bury that many fetuses, right? We're not doing that.
They're not going to have
Dr. Rick needs
Lauren
to step
Andy
in.
On a Dr. Rick commercial.
Dr. Rick needs to step in and say, okay, we're not doing that. No one does that.
A Kentucky bill will allow attorneys to bring guns into the courthouses. Do you want your lawyer packing while you're on trial?
I guess. Well, I don't know what the problem is going to be. I don't expect him to have to tool and pull, but if anything goes down, he's
hey what? You tell Manson what?
I feel like
what?
It's hard to get that into the courthouse anyway.
Yeah,
that's the whole point, is you don't have anyone with it.
As long as the lawyers are the only ones packing,
where's this happening?
Client gets out of hand, boom, boom.
Do you say Kentucky?
In Kentucky,
yeah,
yeah, I could see that where they'd need that. A GOP bill eliminates age requirements for marriages in Tennessee. Do you want one of your kids to go to Tennessee to get married?
No, I don't think that needs to happen.
No?
No, I just... I don't want... I want my kids to get married in this state.
Yeah, but if they can't? What if they're only 13?
Yeah, no, once again, that would put snacks.
Yeah,
right in the middle of it. Snacks. And I know Maddie is not going to. So
she's going to a convent, right?
Snacks don't want to get tied up at the age of 13.
He might. What if he did?
Snacks isn't looking to settle down.
Well, just tell Snacks if he wants to.
Well, will his future wife let him keep watching wrestling and the other videos that he's watching? Yeah. No, probably not.
No, yeah, she will.
No, she won't.
No.
She'll say she will, like every wife. They'll say it that cool to a point, and then what happens?
Right up until.
All the things they let you do, you're like, hey, do you like doing this? I do. What about this? What about this? And then, like, poof.
It's all disappeared.
It's gone. Poof, I spit it. You made it.
As soon as you put that ring on. And then what about the wedding cake?
It goes
you
didn't even talk. Kit, right?
You didn't even. And all of a sudden. You didn't even talk about the wedding cake part either.
I'll start with your inside jokes.
Speaking of. No, that was a preacher, remember?
I know, but yeah. You had to have been listening for that one. You don't want to explain that one.
What happens? What about Burger King? Apparently it's being sued because Burger King claims its Whopper is bigger. They're saying that the Whopper is actually smaller than they advertise it. Do you think that you should sue Burger King? Would you like to be part of this lawsuit?
Well, if they're getting sued, you know who else is catching a lawsuit? These people right here.
Ooh, Starbucks.
This is not a... This is a banked, the
Venti.
Venti
it's the smaller
the
than
Venti,
it was.
It's 20. It's supposed to be 20 ounces. They got another one called a Trenta. It's supposed to be 30 ounces. Well, I tell you what, let's put your coffee in there, and then let's pour it out and see if it's 30 ounces. Mm-hmm. Don't be counting ice. Ice doesn't count as coffee. Whoa. Let's count your 30 ounces. Let's see what happens.
Wow.
Let's see what happens.
Somebody's
if it's really 30
malicious
ounces.
Malicious accusatory right here.
I'm just telling you right now. If you say you're 30 ounces, you better be 30 ounces of caffeine.
You know, Starbucks has a lot of money, pal. That was Lance Zierlein.
Well, let's
fully endorse everything that Starbucks does. Okay?
Let's test it.
A man apparently has killed his girlfriend for not returning the smartphone he gifted her, cops say. The girl, a resident of Maheshpur, police station area, was missing since Saturday night. Her boyfriend apparently... pissed that she didn't return the smartphone he gave her, killed her. Do you think
too much?
Do you think that
we're
that was
overreacting
maybe
too much? We're too impulsive and we're overreacting too much.
Missouri,
Dr. Rick needs to come in and make a comment there too.
Do you think a Missouri man who tried to carjack someone maybe picked the wrong people?
Sounds like yes. From the way you're,
well, he tried to carjack the cops. Okay.
Off duty or actual cops?
Didn't really work. Officers, no. Two officers in a fully marked police car.
Wow.
Give me your car. What? Dude, I got a
you
gun.
You sure you want to do
right
this?
Right here. My gun is right here.
You sure you want to do this, sir?
You just heard.
I feel like you are taking on a lot of problems right now.
Have you ever done this? An Ohio woman called 911 to complain about her missing KFC chicken tenders. Have you ever called the police if they messed up your order at the drive-thru window?
That is a Karen move.
That
when you're
really,
calling the police.
That really,
excuse me, police? I would like to... You know what's funny is we've heard these same stories probably. You've read stories like this nine times.
Yeah, right.
Since we've been doing this. It's not unusual for people to call 911, either police or 911, when something has gone wrong with their food order.
Nope. Well, this one is. This one's unusual. People are actually getting tattoos of the Will Smith Chris Rock slap.
I saw that.
Do you want one?
I don't.
Well, you don't want a tattoo of it?
I saw. I did. I couldn't believe they had that. No, I'm good.
Well, we're good too. It's the end of the show. John and Lance, we're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.